Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. Any athletic goal that requires a long enough preparation period will bring obstacles. It might be the hamstring pull that keeps you out of the first round of the championship, or a tweak in your shoulder that forces you to adapt your plan to hit a big bench press, or a weekend away that throws off your diet in a fat loss phase. The first obstacle of this 3-hour marathon prep came last week when temperatures dropped and ice covered the fuzz paths that I usually run on. In this case, it was an easy fix in that I was able to get into the gym and do the session on the treadmill. This brings up a question I've been asked many times by clients about whether running on a treadmill is as good as the roads or a pitch. The short answer is that the more your training matches your competition, the better, meaning that the treadmill is generally inferior if your goal involves running on roads, a track, or a sports pitch. But if using the treadmill is the difference between you getting a session done or not getting a session done, the best choice is obviously to use the treadmill. So that's what I did, and the session was every bit as challenging as the roads. The ice cleared the next day, but the second obstacle came with a different type of cold, the cold virus. The morning of the next session came, sleep had been disrupted, I was still coughing a bit, and the head wasn't quite cleared. So the conundrum here was, do I do the session anyway, knowing it could make symptoms worse and lead to missing out more future sessions? Or do I leave it, knowing that missing the session could leave progress on the table? And in most cases, I would have left it, and maybe I should have. But the goal that I'm trying to achieve here is so close to my current limits that I know it's going to require some risks. And in this case, I decided to up the caffeine and get it done anyway. Thankfully, it worked out all right, and the body has continued recovering with many doses of vitamin C and zinc, solid hydration, good food, and plenty of rest. Perhaps I could have recovered more quickly if I'd simply left the session out, but here we are. Onwards into this week, where we face the first progress checkpoint, a 10-kilometer time trial at the weekend. That is, of course, still weather permitting, as the sub-zero temperatures have come back this week. And whilst the treadmill can be a good substitute in training, I don't feel it is similar enough to be used within a time trial to give us a true reflection of the performance in what would have been the same distance covered on a road. So here's hoping we'll get a day at the weekend where the frost has cleared, and we'll see where we're at then. By the way, if you listened to last week's update, we won the long run duvet battle this week and we got the 16 miler done. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.